Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad if you would like to be on the air to give your comments or your opinions. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, right now at 10:30 this morning, it is 79 degrees, and we're looking at a high today of 95, low tonight 71. Sunny skies, and on tomorrow we're looking for a high of 95, low 71, sunny. Friday, 94 and 72 in sunny skies. Saturday, 95 and 73, sunny skies. So there looks like there's no rain in the forecast over the next few days all the way into the weekend. So I suggest that you guys clean up those grills, get them ready for the weekend, and get out there and grill some food. Okay? And today's word of the day is untoward. Untoward. U-N-T-O-W-A-R-D. Untoward is an adjective, and it means difficult to guide, manage, or work with. And the second meaning is marked by trouble or unhappiness is untoward. Another meaning is not favorable or adverse, okay? Improper. All these things means unlucky, unruly, intractable. All these things are meanings for untoward. And you say, if you break that up, if you break untoward, U-N-T-O-W-R-A-R-D, if you break it up and you use the U-N, un, and then toward is T-O-W-A-R-D. And, you know, you think about the word toward. Toward means to come forward and to move forward. And toward is unruly, untractable, unlucky, adverse, improper, okay? All those things is untoward, and it's an adjective, all right? And so, what's an adjective? An adjective describes something, okay, or describes some kind of describes some kind of movement or something, is it? Or that's an adjective. It describes a verb, okay? And so that's our word of the day, untoward. So if you can take that and run with it if you want and put it in your vocabulary, that works for me, all right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, this is today's show is going to be a the first show of many to come where we learn about actually human anatomy. And this was something that I thought about, and I said I should talk about this because I don't know everything about the human anatomy, and it's very interesting how God put our bodies together, how our bodies work, the functions of different parts of our bodies, you know, and it's like every part of your body from the head to the toe has a function, and each one intertwines with the other, okay? And, I wanted to start off with the head, parts of the head, and I chose the tongue as our first show in the line of many to come on the human anatomy. So do we take our tongue for granted is the episode for today, and how does it work? So we're going to discuss the tongue. So we're going to discuss the tongue as the first of many shows about the important parts of our bodies and how they work. So, and I've been reading this. I got up this morning and went and got my oil changed and stuff like that on my truck, and I was reading about this in while I was waiting for them to finish up. And I got this off WebMD. So if you'd like to go and look at this cool or what have you, then you can. Okay, WebMD.com, and it shows a picture of the tongue, and it talks about the different parts of the tongue. It says the tongue is a muscular organ in the mouth. The tongue is covered with moist, pink tissue called mucosa. Tiny bumps called papillae give the tongue its rough texture. Thousands of taste buds cover the surfaces of the papillae. Taste buds are collections of nerve-like cells that connect to nerves running into the brain. The tongue is anchored to the mouth by webs of tongue tissue and mucosa. This tether holding down the front of the tongue is called the frenum. The frenum, F-R-E-N-U-M. In the back of the mouth, the tongue is anchored into the hyoid, H-Y-O-I-D, hyoid bone. The tongue is vital for chewing, swallowing food, as well as for speech. The four common tastes are sweet, sour, bitter, and salty. A fifth taste called umami results from tasting glutamate, which is present in MSG. The tongue has many nerves that help detect and transmit taste signals to the brain. Because of this, all parts of the tongue can detect these four common tastes. The commonly described taste map of the tongue really exists. The commonly described taste map of the tongue doesn't really exist. So, people say you can put the tip of your tongue and whatever and taste it. Well, that's true. But every part of the tongue, top, bottom, sides, whatever, middle, every part of the tongue can taste. Okay? Every part of the tongue can taste. And I don't know why I'm yawning like this, but every part of the tongue can taste, and one very important part that the tongue is used for is for speech. If you didn't have a tongue, you would not be able to speak. That's just like, and I'll do this show one day, that's just like the feet. If you didn't have your big toes, you wouldn't be able to walk. So there's a lot of different things that the tongue functions as. And because, you know, we take our tongues and a lot of our body parts for granted because we have them and we use them and they aren't causing us any problems, then, you know, we take it for granted, okay? And, you know, when you think about it, some people have bad breath. And usually the tongue that causes the bad breath. Okay? And I was gonna read a little bit about that, how to beat bad breath. And you know, some people do we're gonna ask a question. What is the function of the human tongue? And the answer is the human tongue performs a crucial role in the ability to speak, as well as in chewing and swallowing food. The tongue is a strong muscular organ anchored to the back of the mouth at the hyoid bone. Okay? And it says the structure of the tongue leads to an understanding of its functions. The moist pink tissue that covers the muscle of the tongue is known as mucosa. And when eating, for example, the action of the tongue is relatively strong. In speech, however, the tongue is more relaxed and its action is quicker. More delicate control of the tongue allows for the many nuances of speech. As such, the tongue acts in concert with the ear as it hears the sound, and then the tongue can fine-tune it. The functions of the tongue are complex and require a relatively wide range of motion and control. All right. It says, does the human tongue regenerate? And the answer is the human tongue does not regenerate by itself. However, adult stem cells help heal damaged tissues. Adult stem cells are being harvested, isolated, and then manipulated for research. Progress has been made for new forms of treatment. And it says, also says, to understand regeneration, and regeneration is like, can part of the tongue, you know, say if you bite off part of your tongue, and I know everyone has bitten their tongue before, and I mean, it hurts, and it brings tears to your eyes. I've been chewing a piece of gum and bit my tongue, and it's like, people are like, what's wrong? I said, I bit my tongue, and it'll bleed for a few minutes, then it'll stop. And it seems like a little while later, everything's gone. So it seems to me like the tongue regenerates. It means it'll definitely heal itself, but it also, if you say, for instance, bite off part of your tongue, does it grow back? And this said it does not regenerate itself, but adult stem cells help heal damaged tissue. And it says to understand regeneration and healing functions of the human body, a small muscle sample is collected from the patient. Then the stem cells are grown from the patient's fat in a sealed, sterile laboratory. The patient's unique cells are harvested from a small incision in their neck or thigh. Research labs study stem cells in clinical use to manufacture therapeutic medication and, more importantly, to test for viable means of tongue regeneration. You know, of course, the tongue is amazing. Okay, of course the tongue is amazing. And of course the tongue is vital to your everyday life. you know, not only for eating, and talking, but you know, it says, how fast does your tongue grow back? If your tongue gets cut off, a tongue that has been completely severed does not grow back at all on its own. However, a tongue that has received severe lacerations, if it receives proper treatment, has the ability to recover rapidly. The amount of time recovery takes depends on the extent of the injury. In at least one instance, a tongue severed in an accident was successfully reattached in a patient's mouth. And some, you know, lacerations of the tongue can be caused in accidents, seizures, or piercings. Small cuts and abrasions heal without the need for sutures. In the case of gaping wounds, large flaps, or excessive bleeding, an anesthetic and a number of sutures may be required to close up the wound so that it heals properly. Afterwards, all foods must be consumed for a time, and disinfecting mouthwashes prevent infections. One instance of successfully reattaching a tongue occurred when a 16-year-old boy had his tongue completely severed in an automobile accident. His father found the tongue in the damaged car, and ambulance workers placed it in a bag of ice. The operation involved reattaching the tongue's major artery and numerous smaller veins. A segment of vein from the boy's foot had to replace damaged blood vessels in the tongue. So, as I wrap up the show, what I can say is that the tongue is one of the vital muscles in our body. It is a muscle, and it's a muscle that's again vital in your taste, in eating and chewing and swallowing. Okay, and you need your tongue. Okay. People talk about, cut your tongue out. You can't talk anymore. Well, that's true. You can't talk without your tongue. And I guess it's hard to eat without your tongue. And so, you know, people think that, you know, you just put the food in and you have to chomp with the teeth. But the tongue actually plays a vital role in eating. Okay. Before I shut down the show, I wanted to say a few things about my show on yesterday, because people seemed to be upset about what was said, and that's fine, because when you're upset about something that someone says, that means you'll go out and try to do something about it, and that wasn't my premise for the show, because, you know, it seems like people are listening closely, which I'm flattered about. And well, here's the deal: I keep my show 100%. So if I feel like I'm saying something, then, you know, I feel like that's my take on it. That's how I feel about it. Okay? That's my culture of the situation. And what I said on yesterday was, not all, but some disabled, and get that word, some disabled veterans are manipulating and using the system. They aren't disabled at all. They just as able-bodied as you and I are. And they can, you know, they went into to the military. Some people go to the military in order to do this, to get disability for the rest of their lives, in order to have these benefits for the rest of their lives. They've never been in combat or anything. Now, I understand people can get hurt at doing anything, okay? And a legitimate injury. But some people don't have legitimate injuries. Y'all with me? So that's, you know, and they are manipulating the system of the government, which we pay into, right? We pay our taxes every month, every pay period, rather, for, you know, a lot of it goes towards these disabled veterans. And I have no problem taking care of the legitimately disabled veterans. But I have a problem taking care of people who are not legitimately disabled. The same goes with people that are on welfare. I don't have a problem with paying and paying taxes for people who are on welfare, who need welfare. There are legitimate people out there who need the welfare system. But there are also non-legitimate people out there who are using the system to take care of them and their kids. When they're able-bodied, able to get out there and get a job themselves. Who wants to work every day for the rest of their lives? I probably can't come across many people who do. But we have to take care of our families, and we want a certain lifestyle. So we get a job, supposedly, that would give us that lifestyle. Or maybe not. But it gives you some type of lifestyle. Now, being on welfare gives you a certain type of lifestyle. Right? So they're good with that lifestyle. But again, I don't have a problem with paying taxes and taking care of people who can't take care of their families and themselves. Legitimately, I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem, and make this clear, I do have a problem with people who are on the system and are able-bodied people just like you and me, able to go out there and secure a job and go every day. But a lot of them are too damn lazy to get up and do that. There are hundreds of jobs all around Atlanta. Hundreds of them, probably thousands of them, I'm sure. Too damn lazy to get up and get out there and get a job. Don't want to get up and go every day to that job. And then they'll have more babies so they can get more money from the government. I have a problem with that. Okay? And I don't care what anyone says. That's my deal. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with disabled veterans who aren't disabled, who are using the system. I have a problem with that. And I don't care who you are, what you say, that's my opinion. And again, I have a problem with that. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Let's see. I'm trying to find something to go out with on here. But, you know, hey, some people want to live the glamorous life. Some don't. But that's their choice. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
Are you ready?
See you.